Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 15th of June. Your exceedingly great reward. Paul said that Abraham became the heir of the world through the righteousness of faith. This righteousness was revealed when the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield of faith, your exceedingly great reward." Abraham received faith to believe that Yahweh the Son would become his son after the flesh. Furthermore, he believed that the life of the Son of God would become his life and the life of his children as an eternal inheritance. The Lord likened the children of Abraham, all the nations of the earth who were blessed in him, to the stars of heaven. They would be numerous, and they would be full of the light of life. Abraham's children would be citizens of the new heavens and earth. Because Abraham believed this word of promise, Yahweh accounted it to him for righteousness. These promises were made to Abraham and to his seed. Further clarifying this point, Paul wrote, "He does not say, 'and to seeds,' as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ." Contrasting Jesus with the first man, Paul called him the last Adam and described him as a life-giving spirit. Jesus was not a son of Adam, for he did not receive his identity through the process of procreation. Neither did he receive his identity from the Father when he was begotten as the Son of God. Christ's identity preceded his birth as the Son of God, as well as his conception as the Son of Man. This is a most significant point. The Son of Man's conception and birth occurred through an entirely different process from procreation. It was through incarnation, by the Word of God the Father. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 4 verse 13, Genesis chapter 15 verse 1, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 12, Genesis chapter 15 verses 4 to 6, Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45, and John chapter 1 verse 14. For further study, Romans chapter 4.